Moncrief on News Talk.
How are you on complaining? Many of us aren't that great. We do it too timidly or we don't do it at all. When the server comes up to you in the restaurant and asks how everything is, do you say yes, fine, even though your meal is cold and they haven't brought you your drink? The Irish Examiner consumer columnist Katrina Redmond argues that it's better for everyone if we point out when there's a problem. Good afternoon, Katrina.
Afternoon, Sean.
You know what I found in restaurants and in hotels, that they're kind of trained to say, how is everything for you? But if you say there's a problem, it looks like they haven't been trained to deal with the problem.
Yeah, I think they're accustomed to the Irish person kind of parroting, yeah, it's grand. And then sometimes they might even take back a plate full of food, but we still won't complain. And I think we're doing ourselves and kind of, you know, the wider community, or let's call it a civic duty to complain, because I think it's really important for everybody, not just for the business, but also for the consumer to be able to complain. It benefits everybody.
Yeah. But I suppose there's also, I mean, there is a kind of an innate Irish reluctance to complain, but perhaps also an assumption that wherever this place of business is, be it a hotel or a restaurant, for example, they don't want to hear complaints because they don't really want to improve things. It's hard enough as it is without, you know, Molly coming in there and telling me that the food is tepid.
Well, I think that I'd be really surprised if there's any business out there who doesn't want to improve on their services or what they do, regardless of whether it's a restaurant or a retailer. Everybody wants to improve, because if you don't improve, then you're going to stagnate. And people still talk about you, like they'll still give one another feedback, like word of mouth is desperate for restaurants.
Yeah.
Particularly like if people say, oh, I had a dreadful meal there, don't go there. But they didn't give that feedback to the restaurant themselves. And complaining and complaints for every business is a way of them measuring their sentiment, way of measuring kind of a barometer of figuring out if they're doing well or if they're not. So if we don't complain, nothing's ever going to change.
Yeah. yeah. Plus also there's that, oh, if I say something, they'll spit in me dinner. Tell us about your holiday. It sounded like a nightmare.
Look, this is this time last year, and I use this today as an example of how when something goes wrong, you can complain and there is benefit, not just for you, but for other consumers. So this time last year, I had a long awaited holiday and had paid a fortune for it for myself, the husband and the two teens. And headed off abroad. I'm not going to tell you the tour operator where exactly we went, but we thought it was a 3-star hotel. The views looked incredible. The rooms looked great. But when we got there, there was no fans. There was no aircon, of which there should have been. There was really, really poor food hygiene in the restaurant, and we had paid all inclusive. Look, I have teen boys. You can imagine it's like bottomless pits trying to feed them. So it's like, I'll pay all inclusive and then I don't have to worry about it. But really, really poor food hygiene and no labelling for allergens and food left out for quite a good long while and no temperature checks and all that kind of thing, which would be something I'd be really concerned about, particularly in a warm country. And then towards kind of halfway through the holiday, there was a massive thunderstorm and an absolute downpour and the outdoor lighting went out. So when we were trying to navigate our way back to the apartment at night, it was a little bit of like pull the torches out on the phone and figure out where we're going, because we're on the side of a hill. And then also because we had no aircon, particularly on the first and the second night, we couldn't open the windows because there was a patio on the and a path outside of our apartment, and people could have just wandered in if we opened the windows and the patio door. So we were really unhappy. And while we were away, we contacted the tour operator and I said, look, this is just not good enough. And we contacted them actually 3 times while we were away. They didn't really pay much attention to us. So when we got to the end of the holiday, we took photographs, we documented like the poor condition of the apartment, the lack of lights and the food hygiene issues. And when we got home, we sent them a complaint, a full formal complaint. Like, we wrote down a big kind of like letter and sent them photographs and said, look, we have videos, you know, we're really not happy. You told us this was a three-star property. This is not what we'd expect from yourselves as a tour operator, nor from a hotel that's three-star. So it took about a month. They considered the letter and then they called us for a discussion, and then they went off and they had to think about it, and they came back to us and they offered us either a sum of money in cash refunded to our bank account, or double the amount as a discount off of a future holiday with the tour operator. So at that time, I had a TY, a transition year student, with an abroad trip coming up. So I opted for the money, but I could have opted for double the amount and booked another holiday. But then in the past couple of weeks, I was thinking over the holiday because it's a year now. So I said, oh, look, I'll take a look at the hotel rating. And I discovered that it has gone from three star to 2-star on the tour operator's website. Okay. So, and that's as a result of customer feedback, people making complaints, and the tour operator not being happy with, you know, the 3-star offering. And it's a much fairer kind of idea of, you know, how the hotel itself appears. But if we don't complain, and if people don't complain, hotel like that would stay as 3-star on the tour operator's website. And yeah, the condition that people find when they arrive would still be the same.
Yeah. Is there, you know, when hotels are 3-star or 2-star, is there a universally agreed rating system whereby a hotel can claim to be 3-star?
Yes and no. It really depends from country to country, from tour operator to tour operator. Some tour operators operate a key system. Some tour operators use a star system. Some of them use heart system. So it really can be the Wild West. Like, when you're trying to figure out, is this any good or not? TripAdvisor can be okay, but TripAdvisor tends to be overly complainant. So you find that the worst of complaints are on TripAdvisor. So it's very hard to pick apart and find a hotel or a restaurant that actually could be okay. So you really do have to depend on the tour operators, the hotels, having an accurate listing system on their website.
Yeah. But also as well, even though went down to a 2-star, I would have imagined not having mold in your bedroom is a pretty basic requirement, no matter how many stars you have.
I would agree, but clearly different standards apply.
And the compensation they offered you, or that they, as you said, it was either cash or credit to twice that amount, what you got back, what, were you happy with that amount of compensation given, you know, because if you went all inclusive, that was a substantial amount of money, I imagine.
Well, I kind of had to cut my losses. I could have decided, look, I'm not happy. This was a full and final offer that they gave to me. I could have decided to go onwards to the small claims court, but that would have taken up an awful lot more of my time and my brain kind of bandwidth. So the amount that they offered me was either 10% of the holiday paid or 20% of the value of a voucher towards another holiday at another time. And I just decided that if I had to go down the route of going to the small claims court, it would have been an awful lot more kind of draining. So I decided to accept the 10% in the form of cash. You know, I mean, it's always open to any consumer. If they're not happy with the full and final offer they've received after they've gone through the complaints process, they can go to the small claims court if the amount that they're complaining about is lower than the small claims limit. And it is a really good and efficient process, but it does take a little bit of time.
Yeah, crikey. The listener says, I went to a restaurant in Galway recently. It's been a while since I was at one, where it was memorable for all the wrong reasons. We said we'd be adventurous and try a new spot, but my partner's food came out cold. Mine had a weird sauce that ruined the taste of the one vegetarian option. We had to ask for water twice. Of course, we didn't say this to the staff, couldn't face the awkwardness, and it's more the chef's fault than the staff's. Stick with where you know, though, is my advice. I wonder, is that a dynamic? Because if you're the chef, you don't want some floor staff coming in and saying, your whatever is rubbish.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that most chefs, the vast majority of chefs that I'd be familiar with, would be happy with reasonable feedback on their dishes. You know, if something was legitimately undercooked, like chicken, you know, you're not going to leave it. You're not going to eat it. If you're going to leave it on the plate, that's a sign that there's something wrong. So, you know, you really do need to give that feedback. If something is inedible, you need to say that. You shouldn't be expected to pay for something that is inedible within reason. I mean, obviously, if you have a particular preference, that's another matter entirely. But if something is too salty, you know, to a point at which it's inedible, you should be able to say that.
Yeah. Now, I'm asking you to do this, Katrina, but you haven't named this the tour operator or the name of the hotel. Would it not help if places like that were named?
I think that it would help, but I think that in this occasion, I've kind of reached a satisfactory conclusion. But if in the future I come up against this issue in the future, I will absolutely mention it. But also, like, we'd have to give them right to reply, right to respond. And that could take some time.
Yeah. Somebody else says, on holiday in Spain, my wife took a bite out of a lasagna. She gave it back as it was stone cold. A couple of minutes later, and after a ping from the kitchen, the same lasagna with a bite taken out of it was returned to my wife. Now, that's service there.
I don't see anything wrong with that. Like, a microwave is a really efficient way of heating your food. So like, if the food was hot then and I came back to it, that's okay.
Yes. Katrina, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Katrina Redmond there, Irish Examiner consumer columnist.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.